Thank you for tuning in today on Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. My name's Louise Heatley and I'm Managing Director of Exclusive Links Real Estate. With over 17 years in the real estate industry, I know a few things and I know a few people. And through the podcast series, it's an opportunity to have some insights into the Dubai real estate market, discuss some interesting topics, have some guest attendees, and it's also an opportunity for you to meet some of our team. On today's episode, we have Matthew Wilkes from IP Global. Matthew has been in Dubai for the last 12 years, working in the property sector and specialising in the UK and the European markets. Matthew is a senior consultant for IP Global since 2020, and he works with the GCC investors to build their overseas property portfolio. So Matthew, thank you for joining us today, and it's great to have you here.
No, thanks, Louise. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of a brief introduction about IP Global and the background behind the company.
Okay, so IP Global have been operational for about 17 years. So our head office is in Hong Kong. We also have offices in the UK. We're in the UAE, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, South Africa, Kenya, Singapore and China as well. And what we are is we're an underwriter. So we're not a traditional real estate agent in a sense. We go a little bit further than that. So we approach developers in predominantly in the UK and in Europe. And what we'll do is we'll underwrite the project. We'll legally and financially commit to buying the units or apartments within that building. And then we will then take those units and we'll offer them to our investors all over the world. Mm. And in the 17 years we've been doing this, we've invested nearly $4 billion in 18 different countries.
And what are the actual range of services that you can offer a client?
So obviously we don't just offer the properties, we don't just sell the properties to investors as well. We kind of put the whole kind of investment journey under one umbrella. So we don't just offer the properties. Once someone wants to purchase a property and they want to get a mortgage, for example, then we also own our own mortgage broker. Brokerage, Liquid Expat, and they can, they've got relationships with hundreds of lenders in Europe and the UK and can help our investors to obtain mortgages. And then, of course, they go through the legal process and again, their property completes or they complete their purchase. And then they have the option to then use our management company who are called Complete, who manage over, I think it's over 700 units in the UK alone. And Complete will maintain their property, they'll do the tenancy contracts, they'll make sure it's tenanted, pay them their rent, look after it. And even further down the line, if they wanted to sell the property in the future, Complete can also help to do that as well. So for someone who's buying international property, it can be a little bit daunting when you buy a property and you're in an area, you know, Manchester, for example, and you want someone to manage it, you know, and you don't know the area, you then have to kind of look on Google or whatever to try and find someone reputable to be able to manage it. So it can be quite daunting, and then you're going between lots of different companies to try and you know, make it as seamless as possible.
About five companies to do everything you need.
Exactly. And people have lives. So, you know, you want to make it as easy as possible for them. So that's what we do. We decided to bring the whole solution under one umbrella, one kind of point of contact. So, you know, if I'm your consultant and you want to talk to the management company or there's something you have a question about the management of your property in 4 years' time, you don't just have to go to the management company, you can come to me as well. So, and you know, obviously I can liaise with them as well. So,
it's nice to have that one point of contact. I think that's very important when people are buying international investments to have the one representative, the one-stop shop. It's kind of that security and comfort factor.
It is reassuring for investors, knowing they don't have to go searching high and low for management companies or mortgage brokers themselves, because there's lots out there. Mm-hmm. So obviously, if you have that choice, it's quite difficult to make a decision. So
they can call you and everything can be done from them.
Everything can be done from the point you reserve a property to the time you want to sell it in 15 years.
Okay, that's good to know. So you have properties, and you've already mentioned this about UK and Europe, but you do cover other regions. And why does that change?
It changes depending on the market. So, I mean, because we're an underwriter, so we invest. We're basically an investor. So, you know, we pay the deposit on these apartments, and we don't see it. We don't make any of our profit. We don't see our profit margin until the building completes. Mm. So what we want to do is we, because we're putting money into it, we need to make sure that this, that the market is stable. We need to make sure that all the demand is there. And when we do our research into an area where we're going to invest, we dive really into the details. So we don't just look at the yield that you, obviously investors like a yield, but you know, we don't focus on the yield and how much money you can earn from it. We look at the long term, 5 to 10 year plan in terms of your investment. So we look at unemployment rate, we look at the demographic, what's the average age of people in that area, because let's be honest, in 15 years time, these people are buying your property. You know, so we look at that. We look at the household income. Is that on the rise? We look at regeneration projects, connectivity. You know, we look at all of those small details and put it all together to build an investment case. And at the moment, with the current market that we've been in, you know, with, you know, going back to even from, you know, from 2008 financial crash, and then we've had coronavirus, and now we've got inflation and other issues. We just like to focus at the moment and be a little bit, take less risk. So we're looking at markets where it's a little less volatile. So places like the UK, which is obviously very familiar with a lot of people in terms of property investment, it's kind of a safe haven. And then Europe, in particular Germany, we focus on, because even though through these times, you know, the times we've had in the last, you know, 2.5-3 years, the economy is still, you know, fourth or fifth biggest in the world. Very, very stable market. So we're just trying to focus on that. Before 2008, we took risks. You know, we were in Brazil, Australia, Malaysia. You know, we were everywhere. But obviously, since then, we've had to take a little bit of a step back, and we've had to, you know, kind of just make it a little bit more stable.
So just a question that I've come up with after listening to you talking. you buy from the developers and then you sell on to the clients. What is the positive of that for the investors? Absolutely, the research, your security, your own risk assessment. But do you offer something different to the clients other than the developers?
Yeah. We're not actually buying from the developer. We're committing to buying.
Okay.
So when we put down that deposit, we enter into a contract with a developer that says that we're buying this many units and we're going to sell this many out of that in a certain amount of time. Any of those that we don't sell, we then have to buy. So we, as an investor, any investor, whether you're buying one property or 100 properties, you need to look at the worst case scenario, and you need to look at, okay, so how liable am I? You know, so when, because we look at that worst case and say, well, if we don't sell, we're keeping these, but we're selling these. If we don't sell 50% of them, we have to buy them. So when we're doing that, we have to make sure that where we're buying, where we're investing, the developers we're dealing with, it has to tick every single box. Because if they don't sell, we have to buy them. We have to be comfortable with buying them. So that's the difference. That's the positive side of us being an underwriter, is that because we're kind of what you would say co-investing.
We need to make sure
our interests are aligned with the investor. You know, we don't receive a commission from the developers, anything like that. We don't charge investors agency fees or commissions or anything like that. You know, we obviously make our profit based on the deal that we make with the developer, and that's, you know, and so by doing that, we have to make sure that everything is to our standards and that we're 100% comfortable, because if they don't sell, we need to buy them.
Yeah, you're taking that risk. Exactly. And give me an example of a typical case that you can offer right now.
A typical investment case. So a typical investment case would be, on our brochure sort of thing, would be diving into, first of all, we would look at an area. Do you want a specific area or just want in general?
You choose.
Okay, so just in general, you would, you know, we would choose an area, for example, and you would, we would look at the...
Actually, can we look at the UK? Because I'm just thinking with the exchange rates. Okay. At the moment, we've got a lot of clients sort of not bringing their money to Dubai, but taking their money to the UK. So let's do a UK investment.
And now's a good time for that. You know,
I absolutely.
I think it was as of this morning, in the last 3 months, I think it's dropped, the pound's dropped around, I think it's nearly 5% in the last 3 months. And in the last year, it's like nearly 19%.
We've saw a big increase of a lot of clients, UK clients, selling now to take their funds back to the UK.
We've seen a lot of people putting their money into the UK. I mean, I'm trying to send home as much as I can. It's difficult.
The banks are like,
I know. But a typical investment case, so Birmingham in the UK, for example, you know, we would look at what you would see from us when we provide you with the information on an area in the UK is, firstly, we would look at the economy. So we need to look at the economy, because I know that UK as a whole has its own economy, but obviously different cities have their own economies as well. Mm. We look at businesses that are, if they're thriving, they're businesses that are moving there. So look at Birmingham, for example. Since the pandemic, you know, we've had the tax office, HMRC, have moved their headquarters to Birmingham. PwC have opened up a headquarters there in Birmingham. HSBC have moved to Birmingham. So we look at, and obviously when they move there, it's creating jobs. Mm-hmm. Jobs. So the unemployment rate is dropping. The population is increasing. They're the kind of things that we look at. And then we also look at the connectivity. So you've got the HS2 rail line, which is in development, which at the moment, if you wanted to go from Birmingham to London, would take you around about an hour and a half. And once the HS2 line is built, you'll get from Birmingham to London in 45 minutes. Birmingham's almost going to be commutable to London. And the cost of living is a lot cheaper than places like London as well, and other cities. But they're the kind of fundamentals that we look at in terms of why, you know, an investment case as a whole, and why we go to those types of areas. We look at all the little details that, you know, a lot of people will look at, but we kind of focus on them in a lot more detail, because when you put all of those together, along with the housing stock, obviously, I mean, the UK has a housing crisis in general anyway,
yeah.
But Birmingham as an area has a huge housing deficit. There's not enough stock. Planning since the pandemic is taking ages to get through. So you know, people want to rent. There's a lot more people wanting to rent than there is available to rent. And yeah, because of that, even during the pandemic, the property prices in Birmingham rose by 4.5%, 4.7 in some areas. So we just look at those, and looking forward in the next 5-10 years, it's, you know, that's what we focus on. We never focus on short-term investments in an area with an investment case, because although unforeseen circumstances can happen and someone may need to sell a property in 2 or 3 years. Mm. But generally, we look at 5 to 10 years, because over that period of time, that investment case is solid.
Mm.
Because even when you have economic downturns, things like, you know, pandemics and things like that,
it's still developing the area.
Over 5 to 10 years, the property market in those areas is quite, you know, it sustains that. You know, it's quite resilient against those sort of things.
And are your projects mostly off plan? Obviously, you're buying from the developer. Do you have ready some of the ones to immediate returns?
Yeah, occasionally we have the odd operational property, but it's what mostly we work with off plan. The reason we work with off plan is because obviously we want to get in early in an area that's under regeneration or is being developed, that's going to you know, create value for an investor in the next 5 to 10 years. Mm. And you know, if it's a property that's already operational, there is a couple of questions that I always ask, which is, if it's already operational and now being sold,
why?
yeah.
Why?
Because if you're a developer, I mean, you know, the biggest developers in the world,
they sell
before they're built, right? So anyone, if there's a property that's all of a sudden it's completed and it's never been sold, I always find there's a reason behind it.
Yeah.
You know, so we like to start from scratch. We don't want to work on a property that's maybe been marketed 2 years ago and then been paused and then been because it's gone through the market. Mm. And obviously by doing off plan, by committing with a developer in an off plan project, we get that whole project to ourselves as well.
Yeah.
So we're not competing with anybody else to sell the project. Obviously, we have partners that we work with, who will offer our product to their clients. But ultimately, that whole property is ours.
Great. And what nationalities? Give us an idea of the nationalities, demographics. Who's buying with IP Global? Who's not buying?
everyone. yeah. I mean,
is there particular areas that are?
There really isn't. It's such a mix. I mean, in Q3, this year, I mean, I've sold to people in the UK who are just working, average working people who have saved money for a deposit. Mm. And instead of buying somewhere to live, they've already got somewhere to live, but they didn't want to go into a bigger place to live, they wanted to invest. Mm. So they did that. We've got people, we've got companies who are buying multiple units. We've got people from Asia, people from the Middle East, people from Europe, people from the UK, people from America, all walks of life. And to be honest, I couldn't nail it down as to what any specific.
So let's look at Dubai expats then, obviously. Okay. Our target audience, are we getting a lot of interest or an increased interest from Dubai expats?
We are getting an increase in interest, mostly since the pound started to plummet, which makes sense.
You're selling to me right now as well, aren't you? I'll be buying straight after this podcast.
I'll send you a brochure.
They get so expensive, these podcasts now.
But yeah, British expats, there has been an increase in interest. People who have been here for a while, they're here, they make a good salary, or they're on bonuses, things like that, and they want somewhere to put their money. The stock market maybe has been a little bit too volatile for them, for their taste. They want somewhere to put it. If they were looking at maybe doing something a year ago compared to today, they're going to get nearly 19% more value for their investment than they would have done a year ago. So yeah, people who have kept an eye on the kind of, particularly on the, because of the exchange rate and the pound and the GBP, they're certainly reaching out a little bit more.
Absolutely, don't blame them. And the main reason investors will purchase, you've already covered a little bit on the demographics, probably already covered this a little bit already. Their end users, are they people who are investing? They're medium-term, long-term investors?
Yeah, our philosophy and our, when we invest in properties, we always have that 5 to 10 year outlook. Mm. Now, people can invest.
It's shorter here.
People can invest for as long as they like. They can have their own plan. But obviously, we don't tell them that it's right or wrong to invest for 2 years or 20 years. It's entirely their prerogative. But we just tell them, we just obviously let them know as to what our plan is. And if they want to go along with that, that's fine.
About the reasons people are investing, I know we've touched on the currency, the looking to sell, and you are mentioning about medium and long term, and obviously your plan.
I mean, ultimately they want to invest.
Yeah.
They want to invest. And that, for a multitude of reasons. Mm. I've got people who are investing because their kids are young and they want to send them to university in the UK, and maybe they want them to live there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of that now where people are actually looking for their children investing.
Yeah, there is. And maybe it's not necessarily, I've got a son who's 7, I'll be honest, I probably wouldn't buy a property in Birmingham because I think he's going to go to university in Birmingham. I mean, he would have to study the right subject and everything to be
not
living
planning that far ahead.
But yeah, people are doing it to maybe pass that property on to their kids.
Yeah.
So that they can rent it out. But it's for their kids' future, it's for their own future, their retirement. But yeah, ultimately they're investing. And most people are medium to long term, I'll be honest.
Would you discourage the short term?
I don't discourage it. Okay. I don't discourage it. People have their plan and what they want to do. And if people are seasoned, particularly if you're a seasoned investor, then obviously the people have a strict plan. It's not, diversification is not just about, maybe if you want to build a property portfolio, you don't just want different properties, but you might have a different time frame for each property. You might want to have 3 or 4 properties that you just want to buy and keep for 10 years. Then you might want to buy 2 or 3 that you can just flip after 2 or 3 years. So it's entirely up to them. I don't discourage it, but we just obviously make them aware of what we do.
Yeah.
And if they want to follow suit, then that's up to them.
It's your research, your plan, and that's just why you're doing this. So are there any risks involved in buying off plan overseas?
There's risks in investing in anything, isn't there?
If we had a crystal ball.
I know. If you can get one of them. there are risks. There are risks in off plan properties. And the main concerns that anyone would probably have is if the property doesn't get built, right? That's always the big one. Mm. But we understand that, but it's about minimizing that risk. It's about making that risk as minimal as possible. And we do that firstly by, when we offer a product, we don't ask for large deposits on exchange. It's usually 15 or 20%, 20% maximum. And if it's 20% deposit, half of that is insured. We always make sure that's the case with any of our off-plan properties. So at worst case scenario, 10% of the property price is at risk. Mm. So not the full 20. But we also like to add another little layer of security on top of that, because we're an investor as well. So before anyone has exchanged contracts and paid their deposit, we've put in a large chunk of money to underwrite the project. So we've paid the deposit on all of these apartments. And we don't get our profit, we don't make any money as a company until that building is complete. Mm-hmm. So we are kind of, we're on the investor side and they have us to back them up in terms of if they're...
It's a layer of security.
It is. I mean, the normal situation, particularly in the UK with a property that doesn't get built, would be, you know, you pay your deposit, then there's a delay, then there's a delay, then they go, the developer goes bust, and then they, each investor has to individually then go and get legal assistance to try and get their money back, right? They go through a whole legal process. But with us as an underwriter, they have our full support from the beginning. So if that was to ever occur, we would have the kind of the facilities to be able to interject with that and to stop it being to stop it not being completed. Whether that would be we bring in a new contractor, whether we take over the development and give it to another developer who we worked with in the past.
Because you're at the risk.
Exactly, because we have money at risk, so we're not going to allow that to happen. We want to make money the same as every other company, same as every investor. Mm-hmm. And to do that, the buildings need to be built. So we just kind of add that little extra bit of security. Yeah, but there are risks, and there'll always be risks with buying a property. Anyone who says there isn't.
Yeah. I'll tell you the truth.
they're wrong, but we just like to add that, and it gives investors reassurance.
All right. Well, you're definitely giving me reassurance about potentially buying through IB Corbel, but as you are a salesman, and to our audience out there, come on, you're going to have to pitch us your best project, your investment opportunity. What right now would you pitch us and give some background of what that is?
If I was going to give you the best property at the moment, based on the market and everything else, it's not going to be the UK.
Okay.
It's going to be Germany.
Right.
The Germany is not a country that people have really given much thought about. They don't, you know, when people think of property investment, they think most, you know, they think UK. But Germany is so different, and there's so many aspects to investing in Germany. There's so much more, and so much security there that people don't even realise. So we have a property at the moment in Leipzig. So obviously the capital is Berlin, and Leipzig is kind of south of Berlin, about 2.5 hours away. But it's got the same economy as Berlin, but on a smaller scale. Germany has the fourth or fifth largest economy in the world. And the reason we've been investing there, we've done, I think it's 18 projects we've done there now in Berlin and Leipzig combined.
And some of them have completed.
They're all completed apart from two, which are on track to be completed on their completion dates. And so the thing with Berlin and Leipzig in particular is that obviously it's taken a long time to catch up with other cities. So like your Londons and your and Dubai and places like that, and because it was quite separate until 1989 when the Berlin Wall came down. So it's had a lot of time, it hasn't had a long time to catch up. Mm. And Leipzig in particular was completely desolate after the Berlin Wall came down until 2000. I mean, in the year 2000...
It's a very new city
then. It's very new. Yeah. And at that time in 2000, Leipzig's unemployment rate was around 25%. It's now about 4.5%. Mm. It's dropped dramatically.
It's recovering well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, companies like Porsche, Amazon, DHL, BMW have all invested there. Mm. Hundreds of millions of pounds.
And that's where you want to follow when they're investing.
Yeah, and that's where we're following. The population is increasing dramatically year upon year. Unemployment rate is dropping year upon year as well. Businesses are there. The connectivity, I mean, the public transport in Europe anyway is second to none. It's fantastic. It's always on time, and it's quick and it's efficient. So that's never been a problem. But in terms of properties as well, in Germany, if you own a property for 10 years or more and sell it, you pay zero capital gains tax. Not a penny.
10 years, that's the
10 years, sell it, any profit you make is yours. And in Leipzig, in the last 5 years, property prices have risen by an average of 7.2% per year. Mm. And rental has increased by 4.5% per year.
So everything's on the upward projection.
Everything is on the up. And so we have a project called the Boulevard. It's in Leipzig. It's about just over a mile away from the city centre. Great connectivity. It will be completed at the beginning of 2025. The developer has done this deliberately. It's not a massive project, but the developer we've worked with on two previous projects as well. So we know the standard of the finish, the quality of the build, and
what they say is what you're going to get.
Exactly. Yeah, it is. And when they say a time frame, there's a reason behind it. And you know, I know 2025 is a bit of a way off, but they're considering today's market. Mm-hmm. Shortages of staff around in Europe and in the UK, the delay in delivery of materials, the delays in planning planning departments around the world as well. So they have to take that in consideration, because they would rather, you know, they would rather leave a longer period of time to complete and complete on time than say Q2 2024.
Yeah. Investors want that. And they want the truth.
And then it'd be delayed, right? Yeah, so we would rather that. And I mean, prices start at around 300,000 euros.
That's great, the euros at the moment.
It is, and the euros as well has dropped, I think it's 5%.
And it's even more,
against the dollar in the last 3 months as well. Mm. So there's good value to be had. And the vacancy rate in Leipzig as well is phenomenal. It's 2%. So of every rental property available in Leipzig, only 2% of them are available.
Wow.
And most of those are uninhabitable. They're desolate buildings that are in an area that's being regenerated that are no longer being used.
Yeah.
So we've got a number of projects in Leipzig, and the moment it's built, it's full within a couple of weeks.
And you do the turnkey as well, as we were talking about earlier. You can help if people want mortgages.
Absolutely,
tenants,
yeah, we do.
Property management.
We work with a company with a mortgage broker in Germany who are very, very good at what they do. And the great thing about mortgages as well, particularly in this climate, and why I wanted to focus on Germany, was interest rates are kind of going up. People don't know where they're going to be.
Mm.
So this is a question that I've had about off-plan properties. If I buy an off-plan property now and it doesn't complete until the end of next year, and I do my mortgage application 3 or 4 months before completion, how do I know what the interest rates are going to be?
Mm. So, and which it's is a fair comment. They've got a budget. You've
it is.
Got
it's
to
a,
know what
it
you're
is. It's
pay.
A fair question, and the answer to that is, the answer that I give is, yeah, you're right. We don't know, but ultimately, with mortgage rates, we have been quite spoiled with the low mortgage rates over the last few years. And if you look at the 25-year average, mortgage rates are still lower than they are on average. But ultimately, it's still a question that people don't know the answer to, you know, unless you've got a crystal ball. But with Germany, when you reserve a property now, for example, you reserved a property today in Leipzig, your mortgage application would start now.
Okay.
And you would have your mortgage offer in place within the next 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so and the mortgage rates are around about between 3.3 and 3.5 percent at the moment. And you can get a mortgage rate fixed at that rate in Germany for either 5, 10, 15, or even 20 years.
Right, so you can actually lock that in now and have that
security. You can lock it in now. You don't have to wait until the building's developed at the beginning of 2025. So mortgage rates can do what they like.
Mm.
You've got that interest rate and that's fixed for 5, 10, 15 years.
Mm.
And at the moment it's just Germany's just making more and more sense, and it's becoming more and more popular with investors at the moment, particularly with the current climate and how things are turning out.
Well, you've definitely done a good case of selling. I'm quite interested. I'm sure our clients will be. Your product is actually on our website on the international pages.
Yes.
And yes, I'm sure if any of our clients have more information, we'll be able to connect you to them.
Yeah, happy to help.
And see some of those overseas investments.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Matthew, for joining us today.
No,
I really appreciate you being here.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today on Property Talk from Louise's Lounge. Hope you've enjoyed today's chat. And if you have any feedback or comments, please do get in touch with us. Or any suggestions for future episodes, we'd love to hear from you.